What came first, the chicken or the egg? I don't know. Seems to me if there's an egg, but no chicken to sit on it, it's not going to hatch. Unless God created the egg, and he himself sat on it or had somebody, I don't know. But more importantly, what came first, sin or fear? Think about it. Don't just jump into it, because that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer Garth Ekman, David Alliance. Hope you're doing well today. If you're in Minnesota, you realize that it is about 147 degrees with the humidity at 300%. I don't know how we're making it, but we're making it. Hey, we're Minnesotans. It's either minus 80 or 180, but that's life. This is Garth Ekman. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And we're brought to you by MingleMateMarry.com, podcast, YouTube, and website for the perfect marriage material. Whether you're mingling, mating, dating, or marrying, it is MingleMateMarry.com. And don't forget, this Monday, we're starting a new podcast. Not a new podcast, but a new format. I cannot wait. It's really hard to do a subject, cover it modestly in a somewhat complete way, and punch in and out of it day to day. So the new podcast format will be, first, I'll load up the video on Monday on our David Alliance YouTube channel. You can watch the whole thing on YouTube if you want to all at once, but then also the video will be chopped up into 5 segments that will be played throughout the rest of the week on all of our different podcast hosts, whether it be iTunes or Podbean or Google Play, all of that. So make sure you check it out. But I'm kicking it off with a brain pornography, devil addiction, affliction, possession type of series. I mean, come on, how does that grab you or what, right? We'll be talking about the brain and what takes our brain hostage, be it pornography or the devil or addiction or affliction or whatever it is. It's going to be really good, I promise you. And again, the great thing about YouTube is you can watch it all at once and then you can re-listen to it during the week on the podcast. So I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to format the intro to everyone, but we'll figure it out. Don't worry. So where do things come from? Have you ever asked yourself a question like, where does this come from? I mean, where did this thing, where did this word, where did this idea, where did it come from? Well, where did fear come from? I mean, where did we first see fear? Where did you first experience fear as a child? I remember the very first fear that I had as a child. Literally, I'm not joking, is when I was 3 years old, my dad held me over the rail of Niagara Falls so my mom could take a picture. And I just remember at the age of 3, this isn't normal. Crazy, right? But where do we first see fear in Scripture? Well, we see it in the Garden of Eden, right? Adam and Eve, they're afraid to show each other their nudity. They cover themselves up. They hide from God. They're afraid to stand before each other and before God. But why? You go, well, they sinned, Garth. Didn't you read the book? Well, yeah, sin caused fear, but who caused sin? Well, obviously, it's the devil. I'm sorry, the devil. What came first, the chicken or the egg? Well, what came first, sin or Satan? Or maybe free choice? Satan was able to choose to rebel against God. He had a free choice. Was that considered a sin that he rebelled against God? Is that the origin of sin? Look, all of these questions are for another podcast. But we do know this. Fear came from a sin conscience. It's once the conscience of man was fallen, he now identified fear. They were tricked into sinning by believing Satan's lies. It then created fear. Hey, it's no different. In fact, when you look at the scriptures in Genesis, you can actually see Eve choosing to eat of the fruit, the tree she was not supposed to eat of, but she chose to eat of it out of fear. Out of fear. She was afraid she wouldn't be all that God wanted her to be. So, was there sin yet? Well, I think if you look at the text, you go, man, there wasn't even sin yet. But I think the truth of it, maybe, for me, my opinion only, is that there was sin first in her heart that she doubted God. Anyway, you have a fear in your life today because you simply believe Satan's lies. You believe the voices in your head. So all fear comes from sin. Well, okay, not exactly. There are really three types of fear that we see highlighted in Scripture. And you're probably going, Garth, you're talking out of three different sides of your mouth. I get it. We'll get somewhere. But to be fair, there's the respectful fear we see in Scripture, and that's the awe of God. There's protective fear, which we're actually supposed to be afraid of danger, like traffic or fire or wild animals. But then there's an assumed or controlling fear, fears that dictate our behavior outside of God's design. These are the fears that come from Satan and from a sinful world. So believing Satan's lies can actually make you not fear God, and that's still due to sin. But what I want to challenge you on today is this. What lies are you believing that has a controlling fear behind it? Or maybe it's easier to first identify the fear and ask yourself, what is the lie behind that fear? You fear tithing because you believe that, well, God's not going to honor his tithe and he's not going to take care of me. He's not going to bless me. Or maybe you fear praying for someone that they get healed because you fear of what other people might think, or you're maybe afraid he won't get healed, or that God won't be glorified, or you might look foolish. Or you fear stepping out in faith by giving up some friends. You know, they're just not right for you, but you're afraid of what they'll say. And you fear your kids. They'll never come to Jesus. You fear fear. All because you believe a lie somewhere that Satan has told you, and you believe the lie over God's word, thus you have fear. But when you know the truth shall set you free. Remember that verse, John 8:32? You will be liberated. Fear blinds you. Truth gives sight. Fear blinds. Truth gives sight. John 16:13-14. However, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and he will declare to you what is to come. Verse 14, he will glorify me, make God look good, by taking from what is mine and disclosing it to you. A big word. That word disclosing means that the truth discloses, it turns on the light, it pulls back the curtain, it gives you the aha moment. You see things for what they really are, thus there's no longer fear. So here's the process. God, here's my fear. You identify it. Now, God, what's the lie behind it? And now, God, show me the truth and give me the faith to act behind it. Remember in John 8:32, but when you know the truth, the word there know means that you actually learn to live through it through faith. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.